I looked for clues to determine how striking the changes in my daily life would be. How would I spend my time? In spite of having many long yearly vacations when I could pursue other interests, I had not bothered to make an earnest effort to confine my activities to one particular hobby. Would I find life as a retiree boring? What new adventures might await me? Would I use my time to volunteer at a hospital or maybe work for a local charity? Maybe I would apply for membership in a golf league. Maybe I would donate my time and work with the Better Business Bureau. I might decide to enter local politics and run for a position on town council, or I could run for the position of deputy mayor of my town, or maybe even consider submitting my name to be a candidate in an election for member of parliament. I would need to campaign and then wait to see if people would vote for me on election day at the polls. In spite of the fact that the possibilities all had merit, I had to admit that I only had a superficial interest in pursuing any of them. In fact, I was indifferent to most of the options. Did I think they might interfere with other commitments or mean I would have to cancel other appointments? Or was I just too attached to the idea of teaching, feeling that it formed part of my identity? I examined my emotions about the new direction my life would take. Would retirement add a new dimension to my life and multiply my feelings of satisfaction, or would the world apprehension be more applicable? Did I feel guilty about not being gainfully employed when I was qualified and capable? As a certified teacher, I did feel obligated to work in the field of education. Did I feel entitled to sleep late each day, or would that bother my conscience? Would I simply grow old gracefully, or would feel that ridiculous? My instincts told me that although I would feel grateful for my good health, curiosity about other countries and lifestyles would overtake the desire to spend my time with senior citizens, playing board games, such as chess, all day. Wouldn't I rather learn about other cultures and at the same time be an ambassador for my own country?